Tell me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
When Ezra visited his grandparents, he loved to eat the yummy food that they had there, to play games and toys, and to read books. And this Sunday, when Ezra walked into his grandparents' living room, he noticed a book that was out on the table that he had never seen before. It was a book that was all about the Mishkan. And Ezra had been learning about that in school because of the Parsha. He was so excited. Saba, Saba, can I open this book and look at the pictures? Of course you can. Come, sit on my lap. Let's look through the pictures together. And Ezra saw a picture of the Shulchan, the special table with the Lechem HaPanim that was on it in the book. And he turned a few more pages, and he saw a picture of the Mizbeach. And then he started getting up to the pictures of the clothing that the Kohen Gadol wore in the Beit HaMikdash. And there were 8 special pieces of clothing that he wore. And Ezra got to the Me'il, and he said to his grandfather, Saba, look how beautiful this special Me'il was that the Kohen Gadol got to wear. Do you know what interests me most about this picture, Saba? The bottom of the Me'il. Pomegranate bell, pomegranate bell, pomegranate bell. It is gorgeous. What a piece of art. Yes, his Saba told him. And you know what the Torah tells us? The Torah tells us that when Aaron would walk, the Nishma Kolo Lifnei Hashem Uvitzeto, that when Aaron walked in or out, it let be known that he was entering because it made a sound. And that was very, very serious. He needed to walk with those bells and pomegranates ringing as he entered. Saba, Ezra asked, Hashem knows everything. Hashem knows when Aaron is entering. Why are those bells necessary when he's walking? It kind of reminds me of knocking on a door to let somebody know that you're coming in. But Hashem knew that Aaron was coming in. You're right, Saba answered Ezra. Hashem knows everything. Hashem knew that Aaron was coming. But Hashem wanted Aaron to be aware that he was entering a holy place and that he needed to act in a certain way. Because, Ezra, sometimes when a person thinks that they're on their way to doing something really good, like Aaron was on his way to be doing work in the Beit HaMikdash and the Kodesh, they might forget their manners. And Hashem wanted to make sure that Aaron remembered his manners and announced that he was on his way in. Ezra, I want to tell you a story about when your mom was a little girl. She came home from school one day and said, Abba, Abba, I must tell you what happened in school today. The story doesn't start off so good, but it ends off in a really good way. Oh, okay, I'd love to hear what happened. And she said, there's a girl in my class, Tali, and she was really excited to help set up a party for the class. We had been planning this party that it was going to take place in the gym. And Tali was so excited and said, I want to make this party so beautiful for all my classmates. I want it to be an amazing party. And we were all thinking, well, that's really nice. But then do you know what happened? She said, Tali was so excited to do something good that she was pushing people. She was pushing through to get to the gym to set up the party. And then she started getting very bossy and saying, you do this music and you're in charge of this setup and you sit here and you sit here. And she really wasn't acting very nicely. By the time we all sat down for the party, everybody was sitting there and no one looked like they were having a party. They were just sitting like this. Nobody wanted to be there. Tali had done everything and didn't include them and had bossed them around. Tali looked around the gym. She saw our faces. She saw what it looked like. And she said, I apologize. I made a mistake. I was so eager to do something good. I was so eager to make this party so great. But I blew it. I pushed people. I was too bossy. I actually forgot how to do it because I was so excited to do something good. Wow, Ezra said, my mom never told me that story. That's amazing. That night, when Ezra came home, he was laying in bed before he fell asleep, thinking about his special time with his grandfather, looking through the book and thinking about that story that happened to his mom when she was a little girl. When Ezra woke up the next morning, he was thinking about something that he often did, which would be to bust through the door of his sister's room and jump on her bed to say, good morning, time to wake up, Leia. But instead, Ezra had his hands on the doorknob, knocked very gently and said, Leia, may I come in? Good morning. It's morning time. And as he knocked on her door, he remembered the message of the Kohen Gadol in the Beit HaMikdash. And I hope that we can all learn from the pomegranate bell, as it jingled on the bottom of the me'il of the Kohen Gadol, that it's not just what we do, it's how we do it. And even if we have the best intention to do something really good, we have to do it in the best possible way, with our manners, with Derech Eretz. Shabbat Shalom to all.